A hallmark of good teams and contending teams finding a way to get it done, and the Silver Tips do so. Their only lead of this game was a result final on the scoreboard. This evening, they outshoot Vancouver 53-21, including a franchise record for shots in one period. That's 27, and survive it this evening, nonetheless, against a very opportunistic Giants squad. 5-4, the final in a shootout.
No, it was really an interesting game. And like you said, you find ways to get things done, Mike. This team was down four straight times in this game. It wasn't like they were down four Cobb, folks. They were down four different times, one-goal leads. They found a way to get back in it. They kept the pressure on. They didn't lose hope in the third period, get the goals to get them back in the game. And then Carter Hart steps up and does this Carter Hart thing in the shootout for the victory.
Here's how this one opened. Continuous pressure by the Silver Tips, but Vancouver got on the board first at 8:25. Foster, his seventh from Bayer and Malm. And then the second period was where Pandora's box opened. Three goals in a span of 33 seconds, beginning on Sean Richards' game-tying mark. A puck now to the far boards. Semchuk cleared, thrown back in by Skrumita. An easy play now for Dmitry Osipov. It takes his time, and now worked on by Fontaine. By Cobb now for Richards. He scores! Sean Richards, a snapper from between the circles with 16:46 to play in the second period. He picks up number five on the season off the turnover, and we are tied at one in Langley. Richards from Bykov and Fontaine. Then Vancouver had an answer at 3:39, courtesy Radovan Bondra. But back comes Vancouver. Foster blazing down the right side, post to post for Bondra, who scores. That didn't take long for Radovan Bondra as the Giants convert off the rush and the post to post feed. Radovan Bondra picking up his team leading 18th goal of the season. And just like that, the Silver Tips are thrusted right back into a hole. It's 2-1. Thomas Foster and Johnny Wesley with the assist at 3:39. Nonetheless, the Tips come right back in even swifter response. Very next shift, stepping up was Itu Talola. So a puck delivered back in, a shot by Talola, right side, he scores! Itu Talola, bang, bang, bang! That's hockey, 16:13 to go, second period. The Big Finn, number seven on the season. We are tied once more, 2-2. Jay Christensen and Devin Skoleski with the assist coming 8 seconds after Radovan Bondra's goal.
No, and what you saw in that play was Talola came in, and he had come in about 2 minutes earlier, Mike, and put a shot high on Kubik. This time just changed the angle, and The blocker went up, but it actually went underneath the blocker into the goal. Great response by Everett to come back after being, again, you come back on the bounce back shift. How about the rebounce on that one? Great idea by the team. They find a way to get back in the game.
However, Vancouver got the next one in frustrating fashion for the Silver Tips. Jack Flamin at 14:45 from Tyler Benson and Ty Ronning, and again, despite 27 shots on goal, a new Silver Tips record in the second period, they found themselves in a hole. It was, at that point, 3-2 at the end of two periods of play. But again, the pushback starting early third period. 2:52 in, stepping up the captain, Noah Jolson. Fontaine let it go to Bykov. Down low to Fontaine and knocked away again. Good stick work there by Kitchen, but a puck thrown back. Jolson is wrist shot. He scores! Noah Jolson. The deflection goes right in. 17:08 to play third period. The captain, the first one out of the pile. Nonetheless, off his tape, we are tied again 3-3. Patrick Bykov with the assist at 2:52. Vancouver would come back again to restore their lead 9:05 on Benson's ninth of the season from Plouffe and Bayer on a deflection out of the air. A little bit of controversy, some review of it, possibly for a high stick. The goal would stand, but yet the Tips with no quit. Right back at it. Seconds later, it was Dominic Zwerger to make it a 4-4 tie. Bykov knocked down right boards. Protecting and threads it back once more as Davis goes across for Christensen. His wrist shot deflected. They score! there. No, quit here. Out of the silver tips. 10:03 to go. Third period off the tape of Jay Christensen. That might have caught Matt Fontaine along the way. Nonetheless, again, we're tied. It's 4-4.
He was in the mix, but it went to Zwerger, number 11 from Jay Christensen, and Kevin Davis, the tips once more with new life, a 4-4 tie, and that holding up at the end of 60 minutes.
And both goals in the third period, in fact, the Vancouver goal as well, were from deflections. You get guys out in front of the goal, good things happen. The Jolson shot went off of a Vancouver man, Dylan Plouffe. The Zwerger goal, again, a shot by Christensen could have gone off of Fontaine or Zwerger. It went off of Zwerger into the goal. We're 4-4.
Plenty of chances, no goals in the overtime, and the Tips would only need one in the shootout. Once more, number 82, it was E2 for the eventual deciding marker. Here comes Tallulah, down the middle, in on net now, forehand deke, and he scores! Right on through the five hole of Ryan Kubik. The silky mitts of E2 Tallulah make it 1-0. And from there, Carter Hart, a save on Radovan Bondra. Tips coming right back, couldn't plop one in round two. But then up to Carter Hart, mano a mano against Thomas Foster in round number three. Here comes Foster, the lefty, right down the middle with speed. In on net, save made by Carter Hart. That's your game. Good night, Vancouver. How sweet it is. The Silver Tips survive with persistence and with rubber on net. 53 shots on goal. They take this one in a 5-4 shootout win over the Vancouver Giants. And with that persistence, Dave Sheldon paying off. 53 shots on goal, and the Tips find a way.
It really was, and you look at it from a standpoint of Carter Hart. He's the one that got you that extra point at the very end there. He had a tough game, no question about it. He'll be the first to tell you that. But in the shootout, he was unblemishable. And how about E2 Tallulah in the shootout? Panic threshold very high, waited for Kubik to make the move, top of the blue paint before he slides it through the legs. You need to get a bit of a consistency from all your players, and they all pulled the rope there to get the win.
Winning out to Carter Hart in appearance 24. He is now 16-3-4 on the campaign. The shootout loss to Ryan Kubik, who is now 9-13-1-2. Tips are 3-0 this season against Vancouver and beginning 3-3 on a high note. Tomorrow, next one up in Portland in the Rose Quarter, but this evening a satisfying end, a 5-4 shootout win over the Giants and the Silver Tips atop the U.S. Division with 47 points, their record at 21-3-5. Vancouver, the shootout loss, get a point, and they are now 11-17-1-2 with 25 points. For Silver Tips Replay and Dave Sheldon, I'm Mike Benton.